Então, bom dia, senhoras e senhores deputados. É esta reunião do Grupo Parlamentar de Amizade Portugal-Palestina. Vamos receber hoje a senhora embaixadora, que já está aqui no Parlamento. Portanto, esta primeira parte vamos tentar fazê-la o mais rapidamente possível. E há só aqui dois pontos que eu gostaria da vossa aprovação e do vosso conhecimento. O primeiro é a aprovação do programa de atividades. Já tinha ficado apalavrada a sua aprovação na reunião anterior, mas deixamos tempo para quem quisesse revê-lo o poder fazer. Não recebemos nenhum comentário, tanto quanto eu saiba, portanto, acho que podemos fazer uma aprovação silenciosa, se não houver ninguém contra, ele dá-se por aprovado. E o segundo é a realização de um evento para assinalar a NACBA aqui na Assembleia da República, no dia 15 de maio, se eu não estou em erro. 15 de maio, sexta-feira. Na sala do Senado. Conseguimos reservar a sala do Senado. Agora, aqui uma questão. Como a senhora embaixadora quer também convidar outras missões diplomáticas e pessoas da comunidade palestiniana em Portugal, a Josefina Gomes propôs, e bem, que nós fizéssemos um pedido oficial ao senhor Presidente da Assembleia, portanto, faremos isso também depois desta reunião. E aquilo que nos pareceu indicado é, portanto, haverá a projeção de um filme, de cerca de uma hora, um filme documental, e essa informação vai-nos ser enviada e depois também partilhada com os restantes deputados. E o ideal seria ter uma intervenção, ou antes ou depois, da senhora embaixadora e um deputado de cada um dos partidos representados neste grupo parlamentar de amizade. Portanto, também não sei se há algo a opor a esta... Então, pronto, acho que seria o ideal. E pronto, só ter essa aprovação do par para garantir que está tudo oficial e oficializado. E tratar das questões práticas, porque não é automático, também teremos de ver isso sobre projeção. E por acaso não sei se tem legendas, não é? Seria importante ver isso também, porque se forem árabes, se calhar é complicado. Mas essas coisas, por norma, pagam-se à parte, mas nós vamos também ver esses custos, e ou da parte do grupo parlamentar, que temos orçamento para isso, ou da parte da embaixada, a senhora embaixadora já se disponibilizou também, assegurar esse custo. Pronto, eu acho que é isto. E
tínhamos outros assuntos, não sei se recebemos um pedido
também. Acho que não. Pois não recebi, não. Então, deixa-me esclarecer para que e-mail é que eles enviaram isto, 6 de março. Não foi para mim. Então, estou a ver que temos aqui um pedido de reunião do Comitê de Solidariedade com a Palestina. Esperando os cumprimentos. Pronto, pedem solicitar uma reunião com o Grupo Parlamentar de Amizade para nos darmos a conhecer, assim como as nossas atividades. Gostaríamos também de ficar a conhecer quais são os planos do Grupo Parlamentar de Amizade para a corrente legislatura. Somos um membro em Portugal do movimento BDS, Boicote, Desinvestimento e Sanções, e desenvolvemos campanhas integradas com este movimento global que visa acabar com o genocídio e o apartheid e obter o reconhecimento dos direitos do povo palestiniano. Eu acho que da nossa parte, por exemplo, da minha parte não há nenhuma objeção a que possamos reunir, portanto é questão de marcarmos uma data. E se me puder só depois reencaminhar, porque eu não recebi. Não, não. E depois também posso responder dizendo que já veio aqui à reunião do grupo e que há disponibilidade. Pronto, acho que sendo assim, não sei se há mais algum assunto que queiram levantar antes de chamarmos a senhora embaixadora.
Só queria pedir desculpa se eu às tantas saí, porque eu tenho que ir presidir à Comissão de Transparência e, portanto, é só avisar que depois pudessem pedir desculpa por mim se eu tiver que me levantar a meio.
Okay. Então, obrigada. Madam Ambassador, welcome. It is a true pleasure to host you in this House of the Portuguese Democracy. Just a previous message, so there will not be interpretation, so we'll be speaking in English.
Yes.
It was not the case yesterday with the French ambassador, so some MPs could not speak French, and she would refuse to speak English. But I think here it is okay. It is a true pleasure, and it is especially a pleasure and an honor to host you for the first time as you being fully empowered ambassador here in Portugal, thanks to the fact that finally we as a country recognize Palestine as what it is, a true, autonomous, independent, and hopefully free country in the near future. It is a pleasure. We have just approved our plan of activities and the event about the Nakba on the 15th of May that we have been discussed. And we are here, members of the Socialist Party, Livre, myself, Social Democratic Party. Communist Party could not be present because Paulo Santos, so the parliamentary leader, is in a mission in China with the President of the Assembly of the Republic, so she could not be present. But I'm sure that all of us are very happy to have you here with us, and all of us are keen on listening to you. So maybe I propose that you have a first address to us as a group, and then the members of the Parliament that wish to speak can do so, please.
I'm not very good and very organized. Well, shukran. Obrigada, thank you very much. This is really a true honor for me and my staff. And as you can see, women empowerment. Female, which is really very important for us. Thank you for being here. Thank you for joining this important friendship group, a very important practice within your democracy, but also it is very important for us, in particular in this uncertain and difficult time, not only for us in Palestine, but also in the region and in the whole world. Obviously, it is very clear that what happens in Palestine affects everybody. That's why a solution to Palestine question is a must and is essential and will be very important to bring stability, security, justice, to the region, but also to the whole world. And most important, law, implementation of international law, a very key word that if we listen to it, if we implement it, we will get rid of so many problems that we are facing in this time. Thank you for introducing me as I should be introduced. Ambassador of the State of Palestine, recognizing the State of Palestine Portuguese Republic is very, very emotional to me at the personal level, but also to my people. Recognition is part of a global recognition of the right of the Palestinian people to self-determination, to peace, to justice, to decide what they want to be. I was asked by the media when Portugal recognized Palestine. And when we inaugurated, we didn't inaugurate an embassy because we had an embassy before. We just changed the placa. It was very important day for me because it was like opening a new chapter of relations between State of Palestine and the Portuguese Republic. Of course, a lot to be done at the bilateral relations, including economic cooperation, educational cooperation, and maybe some in health, but also, most important, our shared concern and interest in sincere and commitment to international law and its implementation, including obligation on everybody to do what the law says. It was a special moment for me, for my staff, for my people. So I'm happy that I'm proud that it happened during my term. This is a bit of luck, but also a lot of determination and commitment. I came today, you know, we cannot but speak about or ignore not to speak about politics and the political situation. I come with a heavy heart, to be honest, and in Palestine, in our culture, with friends, we share what we feel. But we also share what we think is right, and we have frank discussions with our friends. We listen to their advice, we appreciate their advice on how to improve also performance sometimes, because we believe this is very, very sincere. I came a few weeks from Palestine, and it was like 3 years away from my country for a reason that I couldn't go. It was very emotional experience because it has been a long time, but it was a lot of changes. It was still beautiful, because Palestine cannot be but a beautiful place. Beautiful with culture, with people, with education, with food, like yours. But very sad when I was stuck in Ramallah, where I live. I'm originally from Jaffa, a refugee. And I couldn't leave my city of residence because of the political situation. Even my 19 years old mother-in-law, I couldn't visit, who lives in Nablus, very close in terms of distance, but very long in terms of checkpoints and barriers, including from the occupation forces, but also now the settler violence. It's increasing. It's not a coincidence checkpoint. It's now Golden Gates. Golden Gates, which we have over 1,000 now, like the block moving from one city to another, and you cannot just move because of claims that they are claiming in order to prevent this continuity of a future Palestinian state, but also socializing with Palestinian families. It's increasing because we had this E1 project that was approved and it's ongoing, and that was a red line for many countries, including here in Europe, that if this happens, there will be measures taken in order to prevent the implementation of this E1 project. Because if this continues, there will never be a contiguous Palestinian state. I cannot visit my mother-in-law, I cannot visit families, I cannot even travel. I am also a mother of two beautiful, very beautiful children. Well, they are not children anymore because one is 26 and the other is 22, almost. If they hear me, I'm saying kids, they will be very mad at me. One is a rapper and one is an artist. She paints. They reflect on the beautiful young generation of the Palestinian people who lost hope that there will be a solution, who lost hope that their dream of becoming independent will come true one day. I don't, and we don't, believe a military solution should be an option. A military solution is a solution for the enemies of peace, for the enemies of security, for the enemies of justice. A solution is to open door for a political horizon that would end this injustice that we have been going through for almost 80 years now. Have our own state, have our freedom, but also provide Israelis with the security they need, with the recognition they need. This is very important to understand. We have been witnessing racist resolutions, including laws in the Knesset parliament. Parliaments, as you said, is the house of democracy. It should reflect on the reality, on the situation, but also on the needs of people. We have thousands of prisoners in the Israeli jails. Many of them are held there with no accusation at all, with no trial. Can you imagine that someone is sentenced to not life, only life sentence. إيش المؤبدات؟ خمس مؤبدات.
هي life sentence.
Yeah, but like for five times.
Yeah, for five
I don't
times.
Know. Or for, but also administrative attentions. Mm-hmm. Also women who gave birth in the prisons. Also young. We still remember Ahmed Nasra, who said, "I don't remember." This is a very famous case of a 12 years old Palestinian child who was in prison for a long time. And when he was released, he was a grown up with mental problems. If this law is implemented, because despite the fact and our position from the courts in Israel, because now it should go to the court and they should approve it, and there is a chance that this court will not allow the implementation of this law. Because if you know, also this law is only implemented on Palestinians. only. I don't know if you remember the Wabshe family. The Wabshe family was burned by settlers in Nablus. And the killer is known, and he was released. He was not even in prison. He was not subject to a trial, a just trial that will bring justice to the family of the Wabshe. Of course, the case is also within the files that we have presented to the ICC, International Criminal Court, that if we continue to disrespect its role, because accountability is also a key word in order to bring justice. Portuguese victims is also part of this whole issue. Because I don't know if you are aware that there are Portuguese nationals who lost their entire family members in Gaza. Amani Miki, who is a Portuguese, she is very happy to be here in Portugal. She lost her entire family. Her father was a doctor. Her mother was a teacher. Her daughter was about to get married 2 days before she was murdered. And this is one of the examples that you also have. Also recently, the Portuguese activist who was also subject to assault. But many, many, many examples. Now we can continue speaking. As I told you, Mr. President, I can continue speaking unless you tell me a stop. But maybe because in order to be effective, what is needed to be done, what we need you to do, and very practical. Your presence in this group is very important. It's a very important commitment to a just, peaceful, political solution based on the two-state solution, which is very important. We need to be more vocal. I'm also available for criticism, for tough questions, for difficult questions. Please do. We need to do to hear more, because with all what's happening, Iran, America, Israel war, now Lebanon. Who speaks about Gaza? Who speaks about the situation in Palestine, which is extremely difficult? Please keep your voice also loud on this situation. That doesn't mean that you will be unfriend with the other side. That's the opposite. That's something that needs to be talking about in order to reach a solution. And I'm sure that us and you wants this kind of solution. And whatever I speak is not as important as your visit to Palestine. Your visit to Palestine is very important in order to, first of all, to enjoy the beauty of the country, but also to witness the reality on the ground. Please come and visit us. Start with visiting us in the embassy of the State of Palestine, but also physical visit to Palestine. Maybe one last thing, and I promise I will stop. We are witnessing a very difficult political situation, but also a very difficult financial situation. Usually we cover, we're not a rich country, but we can be independent if we are, if we have access to our natural resources, if we have our money. The tax money that we receive, that Israel collects on our behalf because of Paris Protocol that was supposed to be temporary, is not given to us. That's why we don't pay salaries. We pay sometimes percentage of the salary. We don't have enough money to meet our obligation, including in health and education. And we believe education is very essential to continue to be among civilized nations. And we have over 66% of our population is young. They need to go to schools, they need to go to universities, they need to come to Portugal and other countries to study. Please keep this also raised. We don't, and I'm always available to answer whatever questions. Thank you very much again. And last. We brought Palestinian dates, original, that are sold here in Portugal. So we need to do also business, even small, but I hope you like it. It's really good. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Madam Ambassador. I don't know if you know that we say Tamara in Portuguese.
Yes.
So
yes.
We are the only European language that kept the Arab version of the words, because Spanish is different already. I think now I'll give the word to the other MPs, but you summarized well the situation. So it's a very difficult time, internally and externally, but where's life, there's hope, and certainly there's a lot of life in Palestine. And just a personal note, I like very much walking, and there's a very good book about Palestinian walks, very political, about how the author simply could not do his walks anymore because Israeli state kept on blocking and blocking and blocking the paths that he was normally taking. So, se alguém se quiser inscrever para intervenção.
Ambassador, thank you so much for your words. They mean a lot to us. I asked to be the first one speaking because I'm presiding a committee in 10 minutes. I have to be there earlier because I'm presiding, so unfortunately I have to leave in 2 or 3 minutes, but I would like to tell you this is really an honor for all of us, but I'm speaking now, so it's really an honor to have this first meeting with you in this group. I think it would be a dream to all of us to go to Palestine, of course, to know the beautiful country state of Palestine, but to really understand the reality of the situation with our own bodies, and you know, smelling everything and touching the reality is absolutely different. My colleague was there, and he was showing me the pictures just before you arrived. Just to tell you that we are with you, I am with you, and I'm already a fan of your son. He's a wonderful rapper, because I was able to follow him with your indication, and he's a true artist. I wish that your son, as all the young boys and girls who are bravely in Palestine, can have the future they deserve, because this is really unbearable, the illegal situation, the criminal situation they are under for so many years, but now they are in a specific outrageous situation that I think it's so horrible that at least for me, I see people that were not so open to see the Palestine situation, at least as we see, for the first time saying, maybe, yeah, of course, you are right. This is absolutely unbearable, because it has come to a point that it's really so obvious that it's absolutely unbearable what Israel is doing to your country. For me, it's obvious for forever, but I think now it's really obvious. So I wish you all the best in our relation, and I'm sorry I have to leave early, but I'll try to go and come back to the lunch, and she will save me my tamaras. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. It's an honor for us to have this meeting with the ambassador of the State of Palestine. It's not just a name, it's a goal, it's an achievement, it's a new step in this relationship. We don't want to be only vocal in the issues of the Palestinian people. We want to be more effective. We want to be part of the solutions. Of course, we don't have all the instruments that we want to have truly meaning solutions. But I think we can, with all the deputies, all the parties that are in this group, we are increasing this group, and it's positive. But I think we can do a little more. I know it's important to be vocal, to be your voice, to join our voice in this problem, in open the eyes of our people about the situation in Palestine, about all the atrocities that are even now that are happening in your state. I'm gonna say in your state. So we want to be more effective, and it's our, if I can say something in this first meeting, is our goal is to be more than your voice, more than one only voice. It's to be part of the solutions. That's why we are here. We believe in a peaceful solution. And we believe that it's with this work, with this multilateral work, that it's possible to make more than only a speech. It's very important that we establish this goal to our group. So just to say that it's our first meeting. I think it's going to be a very positive and very effective meetings and the relationship in the future. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mr. President. It's also for us a pleasure to meet you and receive you here in our parliament. I belong, as President said, I belong to the Democratic Social Party. This is the party that supports now the government. And in my case, personally, for me, was a pleasure to see that there was a government supported by our party that take this step in last September that we think will be the significant step to a global recognition of the state of the Palestine. And as my colleague said, we are all in this open to this dialogue and open to help your state to have peace, stability, and security as soon as possible. And we all suffer with your suffers. So.
Obrigado, Sr. Deputado. Não sei se mais alguém quer falar. Sim? Força. Sim, eu acho que nós temos tempo. So we have the lunch now. I think we can continue the discussion there. I have some tough questions, but I will pose there so that they are not recorded. Exactly. No, I don't want to compromise you. And we have a small gift from the Portuguese Parliament. So.